are back, ladies and gentlemen, for the second hour of the fourth installment of the Liberty Hour. I am your host for the next hour, flying solo. This is Mark Glenn with the American Free Press. You know, Phil and I spent a lot of time picking the music out for this program before it started, and we felt that that particular song, Into the Danger Zone, was particularly pertinent, not only because of the fact that obviously it dealt with the Navy and fighter pilots and whatnot, but also because it basically describes where our country is headed. And by that, I don't mean in years or decades, but rather now. We are in the danger zone, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we talked last hour about the fact that Admiral Fallon has been sacked. You know, it is my personal opinion that I will be supporting with evidence that I find in my investigation. It is my personal opinion that Fallon is very aware of what took place 40 years ago when the Liberty was attacked. We know for a fact that Fallon served on the USS Saratoga, one of the ships that sent rescue planes when the Liberty was being attacked and were recalled. And there are rumors out there on the Internet saying that Fallon was on the Saratoga the day that the USS Liberty was attacked. I have not been able to confirm that yet. I am in contact with some men who served aboard the Saratoga, and they're trying to nail down whether or not Fallon was there on June 8, 1967. But nevertheless, the fact of the matter is that people talk, and whatever time Admiral Fallon spent on board the Saratoga, you can be rest assured that he heard all of the stories about what took place that day. He's a smart man. He, as I said, you don't get to be a four-star admiral or commander of Central Command, and you're not a smart man. And so I think that it is not a stretch by any means to assume that Admiral Fallon probably was well aware of Israel's past history of false flag attacks, and the fact that if Israel pulled another fast one against the United States of America, for example, an Israeli sub launching a torpedo against one of our naval assets stationed across the coast from Iran with the intention of blaming it on Iran, Fallon probably would not have played along with that. He probably would have let the cat out of the bag and said, nope, we know this didn't come from an Iranian sub. It came from an Israeli submarine. And we can just imagine, especially if it had been something the size of an aircraft carrier that had been hit and had gone down, losing 5,000 men. We can imagine the shock waves that would have reverberated in this country, losing 5,000 sailors. And Fallon coming forward and saying, look, ladies and gentlemen, it wasn't the Iranians who did this. It was our ally in the region, Israel. You can imagine what a devastating effect this would have had. And as I said, this is my personal theory, but I think that the powers that be understand that the military has reached its limit right now, and that this is one of the reasons why Admiral Fallon was taken out of the position he occupied, because he was a loose cannon as far as their agenda was concerned. Now, we do have at least one call, and I would ask anybody out there to call in with additional thoughts. The number is 800-313-9443. Jeff from Vermont, we will bring you up right after the break. Thank you for your patience. Just hold on for another minute, and we will be bringing you up. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Heart Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, for the second hour of the Liberty Hour. I am your host, Mark Glenn. Phil had to run off and do another radio show. Phil is something of a hot item these days, and so we can excuse him for that. Now, we do have a caller on the line, and it is the one and only Jeff from Vermont. Jeff, come on up.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Fine. Thanks for holding on that long.
No problem. That's too bad that Phil's gone. So, Mark, I want to know, what's your opinion about this Elliot Spitzer guy? Do you think he's think there's more to it than just a little prostitution on the side, or
do you think? Well, yeah, even the superficial information that we have on this indicates that there's a lot more to it. Of course, the chap who was running this escort service, I'm using politically correct words. Instead of pimp, I'm calling him a chap, and instead of brothel, I'm calling it an escort service. He's an Israeli national. He had two Israeli passports. He's been in the U.S. for about 20 years. So that alone indicates that there's more to it than simply that. And the fact that this brothel literally was an international concern, meaning it was supplying services, quote unquote, to at least three continents. So anybody who has studied organized crime and its association with Israel knows that the two go hand in hand, unfortunately. The quote-unquote Russian mafia is just a polite way of saying the Jewish mafia. Robert Friedman, the Jewish American writer, covered this in his book Red Mafia, which I highly recommend. It is an eye-opener for anybody out there who wants to understand how dangerous this organization is. Now, one of the things that he points out in his book is how this organization has long tentacles that spread out everywhere, and particularly in areas of, you know, what we would call vice, such as prostitution, pornography, child pornography, snuff child pornography. There was a story that came out on mainstream news a few years ago about a ring that was busted up, I believe, in about 6 or 7 different countries, involving Israel and the snuff child pornography business. Of course, this is the business where they take kidnapped children, sexually, you know, rape them, molest them, whatever, and then kill them on film. And this ring was operating in the United States, in Europe, in the Middle East. And so the fact that the fellow who was running this prostitution business in the U.S., the fact that he's an Israeli national tells me that he probably is in bed, literally, with organized crime in Israel. And as I said, prostitution and whatnot is big business as far as they're concerned. Now, the other thing that you have to keep in mind, and Victor Ostrovsky, the ex-Mossad officer, points this out in both of his books, By Way of Deception and The Other Side of Deception, that he says that the Mossad, meaning Israel's intelligence services, that they use sex and entrapment and whatnot in order to control elected members. He didn't specifically say of the American government. He just said that they do this in order to control world leaders. He spoke of how the Mossad, if they wanted to put pressure on a particular world leader who would not cooperate with them, the Mossad would send a representative over with pictures of this particular individual engaged in, you know, the usual business. And so what this, sorry, I couldn't give you a shorter answer. I've never been well known for my short answers. But what this looks like to me is that this ring, run by an Israeli national, of course, it could be just something that was created for making money, but the fact that it's called the Emperor's Club, and the fact that we have at least now one more story indicating that another high-ranking member of the government has been involved in this, what this tells me is that it has been set up to cater to powerful people for the purpose of blackmailing them later. Now, Elliot Spitzer, I assume everyone knows that he is Jewish, big in the Jewish community, and so people may also not know that he was involved in some very important investigations when he was the Attorney General for the state of New York. And one of those investigations involved charges of embezzlement and corruption with regard to the World Jewish Congress and some of these other organizations that operate under the auspices of collecting money from governments that cooperated with the Nazis and then distributing this money to Holocaust survivors. Now, there was a very interesting story that appeared in Ynet, which is an Israeli online publication, and this story came out a couple of years ago talking about how Spitzer had investigated some of these Jewish groups. The investigation was spurred on because of the fact you had Holocaust survivors who were getting pennies on the dollar. They couldn't pay for their medicines and food and things like that. And in the meantime, these executives working for some of these groups that have been set up for the purpose of collecting and distributing these reparations from these governments that cooperated with the Nazis. The fact that these executives are flying around first class, staying in fancy hotels, eating fancy meals, going on all these trips and whatnot. In fact, one individual in particular had racked up $250,000 in plane tickets and flights for himself just in the course of 1 year, and another $170,000, I think was the figure, in hotel expenses. So you were talking here about almost $500,000 that one individual alone had expended in a year's time, money that was supposed to go to these Holocaust survivors. So the way that I see this Elliot Spitzer thing is that the story with Fallon was coming up, and they couldn't allow this thing to become the talk of the town. So they needed something to distract the American people until this story could just kind of peter out on its own. And what better way of distracting the American people these days than with a story of a politician getting caught with his pants down, no pun intended. And so at the same time, what you have is that it's payback time. You see, Spitzer, you know, the Jewish community does not tolerate people from among them turning on the tribe. As I pointed out on Mike's show the other night, there's a very interesting story appearing in the Forward, which is considered the most well-read and respectable of the Jewish newspapers in this country. And it's talking about this case of these Orthodox rabbis out in Los Angeles who had been caught in this money laundering scandal, and how one of the rabbis had cooperated with the state or with the federal government in helping to bring evidence against the group. And this particular story is talking about what an outrage this was considered, because it is considered an act of Messira. You know, we always hear about the Italians and the Mafia and how they have this code of silence known as Omerta. Well, it just so happens that the Jewish communities have this code of silence of their own. It's what's known as Messira. And that a person who would violate this oath of silence and cooperate with a Gentile or with a Gentile government against the group, that this is such a serious offense that traditional Judaism considers it worthy of being put to death. So with the case of Elliot Spitzer, what you have here is somebody who turned on his own, and obviously, you know, they can't put him to death physically. Well, they could, but obviously they get a lot more mileage out of it if they just run him through the ringer. I mean, look at this. This guy was out of office within 48 hours of this scandal breaking. And so what they did was the political equivalent of putting a gun to his head and blowing his brains out and doing it in an embarrassing manner. And think of this, the mileage that they get out of this, because let's face it, we would be extremely naive to assume that Spitzer was the only guy, the only politician, who called upon the services of the Emperor's Club. And there, I'm sure that there are plenty of other politicians. And so what these people have got to do, they have to remind our politicians from time to time, this is what we can do, this is what we will do to you if you cross us. We took this man, and literally within 48 hours, we brought him down, and we can do it to you. We did it to Bill Clinton. Of course, they didn't bring him down. He stayed in office. But the fact that they were able to initiate and conclude impeachment proceedings against him was a demonstration of their power. We've got that music. Jeff, hold on for the break if you can, and we'll continue this.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Mark Lynn. You are listening to the Liberty Hour. And our call-in number is 800-313-9443. Everybody must have decided to sleep in this Saturday morning because we only have one caller on the line. But lucky for us, he just happens to be a regular and very well-informed caller, and it's Jeff from Vermont. Jeff, what are your thoughts on the Spitzer thing?
I kind of agree with you. I think there's probably more than we'll know. I don't think he is following their agenda, the Jewish agenda, at all. I think he was going in a different direction than they wanted him to go. I think he's got too much baggage, and I don't think he was towing the line. And I think this Emperor's Club. I watched Larry King live the other night, and they had that guy you were just talking about. He just spent two and a half years in Rikers. For that Emperor's Club, he was like one of the founders of it, and he was Jewish. I forget, Ratzinger or something like that was his last name, and he's the one that found that girl, and she joined that club first, and he went to jail. He got busted by Spitzer, and he got sent to jail, and he was just going on to say, you know, what comes around goes around, and blah, 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 and but there's more to it, and we're not in their crowd, so, I mean, we can only speculate, but I'm sure it's definitely on, we're in the ballpark in that aspect. And my other concern, I guess I watch politics too much, But I have something to say. I do construction, and I work out of state. It's kind of hard to find a good paying job in the state of Vermont. And I do construction, and on the construction site, they got to be the smartest people in the world, because I always try to have conversation with people, try to get their political take on stuff, let them talk, let them just listen. Everybody knows something's going on. Everybody knows that I talk to. Most of them are independent minded. They're not. They don't swing to the right or the left or whatever that paradigm thing. They're on the mark. They know something's going down. They know it. They can feel it. It's in the air, and they know their job right now is in jeopardy, because the construction trade in New England is either you're building a bank, you're building a government facility, or you're building a school. Those are the only three things that construction's in commercial construction that's going on. There's no private industry building. There's nothing in that aspect of any construction. The housing market, I have a lot of friends that are carpenters, and it's dead. There's nothing. So it's kind of weird that everybody has that feeling. Everybody knows that, you know, everybody's getting closer to their families. The bars are filled with people drinking. And I have friends that own bars, and they're like, yeah, business hasn't been so good. It's because people know that there's something in the air, and they can't put their finger on it like we can, but they know that it's not right. Something in the air isn't going on, and people are thinking, which is a good thing.
Well, you know? I would agree with you on that. I mean, I noticed that that there is a certain amount of unrest within the herd.
They can't put their finger on it, but they know
right.
it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Which is why I think that networks such as Republic Broadcasting and newspapers such as American Free Press, I think that this is why they are so important. Because, you know, I know for a fact personally that the people I spoke to 7 years ago, right after 9/11. I mean, I can remember one person in particular. I was speaking to him about a week later, and I said, this was an inside job. This was not, there is much more to this than what we have been told. And he said, well, what do you mean? And I said, well, first of all, I said, what's going to be the immediate reaction to this? Where are we going to be going to war? We're going to be going to war in the Middle East. Now, it just so happens, you know, that there's one troublesome little country over there who seems to be incapable of getting along with anybody, who seems to be incapable of not being in a state of war all the time. And so it appears to me, and this was back, you know, 2001, I didn't know a fraction of what I know today. So, but my immediate reaction was one: we're going to war in the Middle East, and we're going to be fighting Israel's enemies as a result of this. Now, and then I followed up my prediction with, and we will see within a month, we will see some type of a biological attack in this country. Now, this particular individual I was telling this to literally was just laughing and snickering and saying, this is crazy, there's no way, blah, blah, blah. Well, since that time, he has come full circle. And he has said, you were 100% right. I apologize for not listening to you then. So I think that you're right. I think that people out there, they know something is wrong. They can't quite put their finger on it. But there does seem to be this sixth sense among some people that we are in for very bad times. Now, you know, my wife, God bless her, she is the more practical of the two of us, and she generally does not, she does not fly off the handle about things. I mean, she can't. She's got eight kids to take care of, and she can't afford to get too worried about things. Anyway, I'll tell you about this conversation we were having the other night after the break. Stay on if you can, Jeff. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the Liberty Hour. I am your host, Mark Glenn of the American Free Press. Jeff, we have a caller on the line who wants to just make a quick comment. She doesn't want to bump you off, and so I'm going to bring her up, and maybe she can join in this conversation with us real quickly. This is Carol from Idaho. Carol, come on up.
Hi, Mark. Thank you. I hadn't heard you mention, maybe I missed it, had you heard or had you read Sorcha Fall's article or her commentary regarding what really was the reason behind the outing of Eliot Spitzer?
Yes, I did. And the short answer is Sorcha Fall writes very interesting pieces, but unfortunately they can't, very rarely have I been able to corroborate anything that she writes.
Okay.
So. I mean, it's a very perplexing thing with her articles because they are very, very well written and extremely interesting.
She's a Russian writer, by the way, in case anybody doesn't know. She jumps on stories like this immediately and she's very, very, she sounds like very documented in everything she says. But I know that she has been considered and called by some rather far out. But, Mark, would you mind just telling people why I mentioned this and what Sorcha is saying for right or wrong?
Yeah, well...
Or may I?
Go ahead. Yeah, that's
well,
fine.
Well, as she writes in her article the other day, this Eliot Spitzer, who is an astute, as everybody knows, an astute investigator, former Attorney General of the state and everything. And he was about, according to her, he was about to launch a new investigation into some of the behind-the-scenes involvements surrounding 9/11, including Mr. Silverstein, the owner of the Trade Center, and the Carlyle Group, and the bankrupting, or the imminent bankruptcy of the Carlyle Group, if I have this right, when Mr. Silverstein has recently pulled out, I'm going to toss the number, $22 billion out of the fund of the Carlyle Group, bankrupting, virtually bankrupting the group. So that's kind of what she's saying.
Mm-hmm. Yes, in essence, that is it. And as I've said, you know, she literally, when something hits the news, she has got something put together. Mm-hmm. Literally within minutes of it. And it is, as I said, usually things like this, you know, it takes people a few days at least to be able to absorb it all, to analyze mm-hmm. it, and then to spit out some type of a commentary on it. She, you know, comes up with these things within hours. And it seems to be that she does, you know, weave a very credible story. Mm-hmm. However, and I admit, I mean, I find her pieces fascinating. However, mm-hmm. like I said, now she claims to have contacts in Russian intelligence that provide her with you know a lot of this information. She refuses to divulge you know who these contacts are or how you know deep they are within Russian intelligence. But at the same time, despite the fact that she does write very interesting articles, mm-hmm. you'll notice I have not quoted anything she has written, and the reason why is because I have not been able to corroborate any of it.
Sure, sure. And I don't mention it with any knowledge either. I just want to pass that along as a possible explanation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mark, may I make one more comment
sure.
before I give you back to your other caller there? I think that we have to be quite careful when we say Jewish, because there are groups out there and there are individuals by the hundreds who are wonderful, honest, true, religious-minded Jews, actual descendants of Abraham, and they are anti-Zionist. So sometimes we have to, I know that there are wealthy Jews who, because they believe that the Zionists are real Jews, they too, these good Jews, get caught up in supporting causes of Israel and the phony Zionist so-called Jews, okay? But, for example, I'm sure you're aware of the groups, Jews Not Zionists and
right.
these rabbi groups, and they are totally patriotic, freedom-loving, God-loving persons, and they want nothing to do with the warmongering, phony Israeli Zionist so-called Jews.
Mm-hmm.
That's all
well,
I wanted to say.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate that, Carol.
Yeah. Do you kind of agree with that?
Well, I agree to a point.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here is what I am saying. I know that there are people out there of goodwill, people of good conscience
mm-hmm.
within the Jewish community who do not support what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, they are so small in number compared to the rest of the group
mm-hmm.
as to be statistically insignificant. Now, I do give credit where credit is due, and those groups who do stand with others of conscience, I say, hey, God bless them for doing it, because there probably isn't a more dangerous job in the world than being a Jew who stands against Israel.
Right, right.
Now, at the same time, however, for example, you know, you mentioned these anti-Zionist rabbis. It's important to keep in mind that there are caveats to their position. Now, they say that they don't support the state of Israel. But the fact of the matter is that it's only a matter, it's an issue of timing for them. They say that the crux of their argument is that Israel is not supposed to be created as a state until the Messiah returns.
Yeah,
now,
right.
At which point, it will be perfectly proper, moral, just, legal, whatever word you want to use,
mm-hmm.
It'll be perfectly fine for the Jews to do to
wow.
the Palestinians that has been going on for the last 60 years.
Wow.
So this is the I problem. See. Yeah, you have to read between the lines on these things.
No, I don't care if it's today or 100 years from now. It would still be wrong for me to move into your house and say I'm taking over. And that's what the Israelis have done. These phony Jews, so-called returning to their land, is such a total theft and invasion.
It is. That's exactly right. And I don't like using blanket statements, but, you know, unfortunately, you know, sometimes people are convicted not by what they do, but by what they don't do. Now, for example, you know, here in the United States, we are paying reparations and all kinds of other things because of the fact that the Americans allowed slavery to exist for so long. Now, I didn't have anything to do with it, and yet through different policies such as quotas and affirmative action and things like that, you know, I still have to pay a price for this, even though I had nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. And so what we have, and this is just a constant throughout history, when you allow evil people to do evil things, and even if it's a statistically small number of people, when a nation or when a group of people allows it to go on and they don't do anything to stand up against it, then when the blowback comes upon the entire group, they cannot say, hey, you know, I didn't own any slaves. I didn't have anything to do with it. You know, I didn't move to Israel. I didn't oppress the Palestinians. Well, okay, well, what were you doing during all these years when your cousins were doing this? Did you stand up against it? Did you speak out? Did you, you know, and if they didn't, if they said, listen, I'm not going to get involved, blah, 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 then listen, this is the natural outcome of this. If you're not going to stand up and speak out against these things, then when you get lumped in with the group, it's your own fault.
I couldn't agree more, Mark. I'll turn you back to Jeff, and thank you so much.
Okay, no problem. Uh-huh. Good to hear from you. Okay, Jeff, what were we talking about?
I got one word to say about Nusra Carter is Talmud. They believe everything in the Talmud, and that's not okay in my mind. So
yes, that's exactly right. And, you know, this is a sad thing. You know, the Jewish people throughout the years, and this is one of the things that I have maintained all along, you know, they have to understand that this history of woe and suffering that they have endured is due to the fact that their leaders have initiated policies that have resulted in negative consequences for them. I mean, you have to stop blaming the Gentiles for everything, and you have to start looking at your leaders and saying, listen, what did these people do that have created... I mean, look, at Israel, for example, okay? Here you have these greedy, violent leaders waging all of this violence against these people in the Middle East and dragging the Jews along with them on this project. And then when you have this rise in anti-Semitism, quote-unquote, throughout the world, who gets blamed for it? Do the leaders get blamed? No, it's the Gentiles. It's their problem. And so, you know, we have to be honest about this. The Jewish people need to divorce themselves from any leader among them who is going to implement something that is going to bring the heat down on the group. And if they're not strong enough, if they're not smart enough to realize this, then, you know, what can you say? I mean, you know, it's like a woman who's in a bad marriage. She's in a marriage with a husband who abuses her and beats her and beats her kids. You know, and she could pack up and leave any time, but she doesn't. And so when this thing really reaches its really ugly proportions, you know, where the husband is sexually abusing the children or whatnot, you know, the woman can't blame society. She can't blame the husband. Ultimately, the problem falls on her. She could leave. She could say, forget it. I'm not going to let you do this anymore, but if she stays there, then, you know, it's her own fault.
It's true. Was there any Carol that just called in?
Yes. Yes.
She mentioned a very good point about Spitzer's investigation on the Carlyle Group, and I'm not sure if it had weight on it, but with Larry Silverstein too, this Larry Silverstein, I mean, if people in the 9/11 Truth Movement keep on focusing on Bush, Cheney, I mean, there's so much nonsense going on, and if you don't think the Vietnam War peace movement wasn't infiltrated, which we know it was, this 9/11 Truth Movement is so infiltrated. We have so many people in there that's spreading so much disinformation, and with me, I blog a lot and stuff, and point the fingers at who I think did it, and it's America, and I have a freedom of speech, especially online or any place else, and I get accused of a lot of different things by people that in the Truth Movement. I'm really good. I back up what I say. I put names with people. I don't, you know, the CIA did it. I mean, people actually put that down, and people actually believe it. The CIA, the FBI. It's such nonsense, and I'm just like, names. I just want names, you know. I mean, I can say, you know, Frank Lowy, Silverstein, Eisner, I mean, Norman Perdhuritz, Foxman. I can name who's suppressing it, who's, you know, who's telling these people that we're anti-Semites because we're even trying to, you know, expose the truth to 9/11. No other group is doing that except for the ADL and the Simon Wiesenthal Center and all these other groups that have something to hide. And I don't know. I think it's quite simple and obvious of who was behind 9/11, who had the most to gain behind it. And I can't believe that, you know, the media is not Gentile owned. It's they're the one that's you know, saying the 9/11, like Building 7. There's memos that you can't play that on TV. You can't you can't play Building 7 collapse on TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who would put that for a reporter not to show that on TV? They can't. They will get fired if they play that clip of Building 7.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you know, the thing is, the other thing, going back to the Spitzer thing, the other thing that indicates to me that this is a political hit is the fact that you don't have all of these Jewish groups running to his defense. Now,
exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can just, I mean, Abe Foxman and the ADL and all of these other Jewish groups, if this had been anything other than a carefully orchestrated political hit on Spitzer, they would be coming forward saying, oh, come on, you know, everybody does it. Spitzer's just one of a thousand guys, and yet he's the one who got caught. So ultimately, this has to be because America is full of Jew haters and anti-Semites. And yet you don't have any of these Jewish groups coming forward and running to his defense the way that they traditionally would. So that is just another piece of evidence, as far as I'm concerned, that proves the point that they wanted to get him. Because let's face it, we know for a fact that the issue with Larry Silverstein talking about pulling Building 7. We know for a fact that we had all kinds of Israeli spies arrested in the days and weeks after 9/11. Some of them who were witnessed filming the towers coming down and cheering. We know that there were other things that took place on 9/11, such as the van full of explosives headed towards the George Washington Bridge. And yet, for the last 7 years, this information has been suppressed. So don't tell me that that we do not have a controlled media. And if they wanted to cover up this Spitzer thing, we wouldn't hear anything about it.
And his dad's a billionaire. His dad could have pulled the string somehow. You know that the people in where they are right now have people on every FBI agent, so they can blackmail anybody, anytime, anywhere.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, I mean, they could have covered it up if they wanted to cover it up. I mean, they
could
do me a favor, and, you know, I think a lot of this is, I think people complicate it. Like, they say, oh, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, it's too complicated for the average person to understand. No, it's not. They're stealing people, they're stealing their land. That's,
in
the Palestinian. You got to put it straight. Israel is the fourth largest military power in the world, tied with France. The Palestinian people are nomads. They're not even They're not a country. They're just people wandering the land. How can they even, common sense, how could they ever pose a threat against Israel? They can't.
Exactly.
They can't pose a threat against a country like that. And they use it like the Palestinians are this big group of people that are have military might. They have nothing. Israel has nothing.
Exactly.
It just seems... Well, I'll let somebody else
Jeff,
on the phone.
Good to hear from you, as always. All right, let's bring
Thank
up Eileen from Florida. Eileen, come on up.
Hello.
Eileen.
Hi, Marco. I'm sorry I missed the show. I just got on the phone and my computer because what's happening here is these guys who are doing the Liberty documentary, and I think you have a link, and if you don't have a link, there's one on my website, wearewideawake.org, for the listeners to see this trailer. They're heading off now to go and interview some
Eileen,
of the...
Eileen, yep. Hold on just a second. We got to go to the break. I'll bring you right back. Hold on.
Attention. This is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, for the last 5 minutes of the fourth installment of the Liberty Hour. And Eileen, you were just about to make an important point before you were rudely interrupted.
Well, that's okay, and thank you. But what was happening here was we were on the phone with Mordecai Vanunu, and, yeah, he's all set and looking forward to talking to you and Phil Monday night, I believe.
Actually, Monday. Yeah, Monday afternoon. Excellent. Oh, that's good to hear. Mordecai,
yeah, well, it's Monday afternoon here. It's the night in Jerusalem.
Okay, great.
But I would invite your audience, if they don't know much about him, to spend 30 minutes and 13 minutes with him, which is my latest DVD video taped January. And it's really the freedom of speech issue. And I did get the last 5-10 minutes of the callers, and they were excellent callers, the point that they were making, you know, about the injustices of kicking people out of their home. But the other big point is that Israel is not a democracy. It is an ethnocracy, full rights to Jewish people, but not to Palestinians, and certainly not to Mordecai Vanunu, who was a Jew who converted to Christianity. And I do believe a big major part of the vindictiveness that's been continued against this guy is because of his Christian conversion. I think you know, I know you know, Mark, but your listeners may not know that he was released from 18 years in jail for blowing the whistle that Israel had weapons of mass, you know, mass destruction. The Dimona plant is leaking. It's never, ever, ever been inspected. Israel never, you know, had any breach of security for Vanunu's actions of 22 years ago. And for the last 4 years that he's been released to East Jerusalem, has just been continuing on with the psychological torture. They tell him he's not allowed to speak to foreigners. I'm a foreigner. He spoke to me. He speaks to hundreds of thousands of people these last 4 years. He's got nothing new to say about the Dimona, but he's got plenty to say about his Christianity. He's got plenty to say about the injustices done unto him. He was arrested on 2 Christmas Eves, this last one, just for having dinner at the American colony with a German tourist, and his freedom of speech trial will resume Easter Sunday. So if this just isn't a kick in the groin against this guy because he's a Christian, why of all the days to pick to send him back to court but on Easter Sunday? So please, everybody, www.weareWideAwake or Google Eileen Fleming and you'll find it under the Vanunu Archives. And also, if you've only got time for 2 minutes, don't miss his message to Hillary about the wall. It's excellent.
Yes, it is.
So, yes, okay, so great job, and I'll look forward to getting the details Monday, and I'll be listening in then. And I'm so sorry I missed the show. It sounded like
that's
it was a great one.
No, don't worry about it.
Yeah, you're doing a great job, and you've got excellent, excellent listeners. Those people were making such excellent points. So, yeah, they give me great faith. We're gonna change this country.
I agree with you, Eileen, and listen, after the show, I'll give you a call later on so that we can get the details for Vanunu on Monday.
Yeah. Okay, I'm taking off. These guys are taking off. So, yeah, definitely touch base with you later today and keep it on them. Keep the heat on. All right, see ya.
God bless, Eileen.
Ah, you too.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Monday I will be filling in for Mike Herzog on this network. And I will be interviewing the one and only Mordecai Vanunu. And you definitely do not want to miss this. It is going to be one of the most important things that you will hear, in my opinion. John from Tennessee, sorry we couldn't bring you up. The rest of you out there who have been listening, thank you for your participation, for your patience, whatnot. As always, God bless America. God bless the USS Liberty. And just keep your chins up, folks, because eventually we're going to come out on top of this thing. Have a good week. With